Charlie, can you just give us an update on where you're at? Have you done any ground running yet, or is it mostly
Ultra G? No, I've only done some Ultra G, which was a couple of days ago, so which I was only supposed to be sort of a little bit ahead of where I'm at, but yeah, I had about a 45 minutes sort of on and off run the other day, which is good, and no pain in anywhere, so the leg or the knee or anything like that, so which is good.
Time wise, is everything gone on the schedule, or is it set it out to from the start?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, we didn't really have a timeline where I should be running or where I should be doing it. Basically, with this one, it's just working until I feel good and going from there.
How painful was the actual injury? Because remember the time his foot went right under the...
Yeah, no, it was up there. Heard a big crack and it, yeah, having my sort of... Well, I was brought my leg around waiting for it to, you know, just be sort of hanging there. But anyway, it snapped back and came good. And I thought I only did an ankle injury because I got, you know, history of those. So, and unfortunately, I had the broken leg.
In terms of, has it changed your body shape or anything with not doing any running? Have you had to ease back in the gym at all?
Yeah, I always try to ease back in the gym when I can't sort of run and stuff like that. But I mean, with what I've got doing, what I'm doing, where it's boxing and gym and swimming and that, it sort of ends up sort of building the upper body and getting bigger and bigger. So I'm going to try and shed that back once I'm running around, which won't be too hard. So the first few weeks, I'll be sort of at the back of the pack and then hopefully get it going after that.
You're ground running when you're in Adelaide, maybe after the break?
I'm hoping to do a bit while through the break. So once, you know, over around New Year's sort of time, I'll be doing some walk jogs, which should be good.
Okay. Can you touch on the camp a little bit, what you've got out of it and what you think the team has got out of it over the last 5 days?
Yeah, I mean, it's tough sort of in rehab where you've only got sort of the numbers are in rehab, but all the meetings and everything that we've done, and then having Matty Primus come and chat to us yesterday, which was really good, and sort of having a few years with him and knowing a bit more about him and his knowledge and what he went through here at the club, it was awesome, and I think the boys have taken a lot out of that, where I think the main thing is a connection in the group with him, you know, from forwards, backs, mids, and having that main connection and everyone wanting the same thing, and which everyone does. Everyone wants to win and all that sort of stuff. Get out of the way, mate. And but yeah, no, other than that, I've got a lot out of camp. It's been really good.
Can hearing from guys like Chad and Promise and that fuel the fire a little bit more, do you think?
Yeah, definitely. And they've been there, you know, they've been to the top. I mean, Promise, his example was you know, a bit of heartbreak, really. I mean, he sort of, he was captain, did his knee in around 3 or so, he said. So for him, it was a bit different, but those blokes have been there, and the way they spoke about it is about how things change after a couple of years, about getting to the finals and then not quite being able to sort of you know, take that extra step and get there is, you know, something similar that we've had in the last the sort of few years, so where we've been thereabouts, but still got a long way to go.
Your stats last year said you probably took about 5 times the hit-outs you had previous years, probably his reasons with Paddy in there, the team.
Mm-hmm.
With Scott coming on board, are you happy that you probably will be spending less time, or do you like going
very
in
happy,
there?
Very happy, mate. I mean, it's always good going in there, but I mean, these ruckmen these days are, you know, they're a lot bigger and a lot stronger than I am, so... yeah, no, I'll be happy to stay around the forward line, I think.
So if you're in a ruck contest next year, something's happened.
Yeah, if I'm in a ruck contest, you know, we're in trouble.